Hi, this is Tyler Dasawara from thinkmobile.com and mobileviews.com. Today is November 9th, 2010. This is podcast number 44. And my special guest is my old friend, Jason Dunn of Thoughts Media. I sometimes call it Thoughts Empire, but Jason can tell you more about what he does. It's been a long time since I did a regular podcast, but I'm hoping to renew this, starting most appropriately with Jason Dunn, who is probably, if not the first person named as a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional in the mobile devices area, certainly one of the first ones. And I've known Jason for, I think, over a decade now. So Jason, I know you're up there based in Canada. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and anything you're working on right now? And then we'll launch into talking about Windows Mobile and Windows Phone.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Todd. It's good to be here. It's we definitely have known each other a long time, which is sometimes a rarity in the technology world. You know, each other, you know, for projects and for each other. As you mentioned, there was actually one guy who was a back then. And he's no longer kind of involved. But so yeah, I'm technically year Windows Phone MVP at the moment. I'm in my 14th year.
Wow, 14 years. I think we're breaking up a little, Jason. Am I sounding okay to you?
Yeah, you sound okay now.
Okay. If you hear me with what some people call Cyloning, let me know. I'm on an analog mic, but you're on a USB, so I might ask you to unplug and plug your mic in if I hear a lot of Cyloning going on.
But okay, sure.
In any case, so I think Jason was saying he's been an MVP for 14 years, and in the mobile devices area for Microsoft. We do not work for Microsoft, I should say, although we have both done contract work for them in the past. But what we are enthusiasts in the area of mobile devices, and specifically what is now called Windows Phone. It used to be Windows CE, handheld PCs, pocket PCs, Windows Mobile, all kinds of stuff. So Jason, I know you do pocketpcthoughts.com, and is there anything else you'd like to let us know about in the mobile space?
Well, Pocket PC Thoughts is now Windows Phone Thoughts.
Okay.
So I got updated, you know, with the Microsoft branding there. I wanted to make sure I was kind of on page. And Windows Phone, as you know, has been the brand for about the past year or so. And now it's kind of the official brand. So, yeah, we rebranded about a year ago. And, of course, as part of the Thoughts Media Network, Windows Phone Thoughts has several sibling sites, including Digital Home Thoughts, Apple Thoughts. Our newest site is Android Thoughts, and there's also Zoom Thoughts and Laptop Thoughts mixed in there as well.
All right. There's a lot of thoughts going on.
And all, lots of thoughts.
All good sites. And, you know, I'm just so used to Pocket PC Thoughts. I knew the name change, and it just hasn't rebranded in my brain yet.
Yeah, you know, honestly, when you're out there, you know, I launched Pocket PC Thoughts in October of 2000. So basically, we're just over a decade now. You know, and actually, come to think of it, I think I forgot to even, you know, now that I it's been definitely a long time, and it's hard to rebrand, right? When you're used to certain way, really difficult to get people to think of it as the new name.
Yeah, absolutely. My blog got rebranded from mobilecontenttoday.com, a mouthful, to I think a much more alliterative thinkmobile.com. But in any case, and we are getting a bit of Cyloning. It might be because I'm on Wi-Fi. Apologize to folks listening. But Jason and I are trying this more as a sound recording test than anything else, and I think we'll both learn something. It's been a while, like I said, since I did some podcasts. But in any case, so Jason has been using Windows CE as long or longer than I have. And what was your last Windows mobile phone that you used before whatever it is you're using today?
You know, I jump back and forth between a few different devices. For a long time, I was a big fan of devices that had a built-in keyboard, but only the messaging style devices. So I used a Samsung. It would be the Samsung Blackjack 2, basically. I used that for a couple years. I was a big fan of the T-Mobile Dash. I used that for, I want to say probably almost 3 years. I kept, you know, trying newer devices and kept going back to the small, thin device with the keyboard because I really liked that keyboard. And that was largely, though, because the keyboard's built into the touch you know, the Pocket PC Phone Edition kind of style devices, the keyboards were just generally pretty awful. The software keyboards and then the hardware keyboards, you ended up having a really thick device. So I stuck with the Messenger style, kind of like the BlackBerry style devices for several years. And it wasn't really until I got the HTC HD2, would have been about a year ago now, was when I got my hands on that from a Mobius event. And that's when I kind of decided to really hard to use a software on-screen keyboard and see if I could adapt to it. And it was a little bit rough. I still, you know, prefer a hardware keyboard in some circumstances, but certainly things have definitely gotten better. And so, yeah, basically up until I got my hands on the Windows Phone prototype device, I was using an HTC.
Oh, could you say that again, Jason? We just dropped you for a few seconds. HTC.
The HD2.
Okay. And in fact, I love the T-Mobile Dash too. So the T-Mobile Dash is, for those who haven't seen it, it kind of looks like maybe a BlackBerry or Trio style design with a small thumb keyboard directly under a small non-touch LCD display. Great phone. I love that keyboard. And I switched from that, in fact, to the Touch Pro 2, also from HTC. Decent keyboard, certainly better than the Droid I later used, but didn't have a numeric row, and it was missing some keys, so it wasn't a great fit. And as Jason said, the slide-out keyboards tend to create a very thick form factor, so it wasn't a lot of fun to carry around. So what are you using right now, Jason?
Since I had to ship back my Windows Phone 7 prototype, I'm hoping in a few days I'll track one down. But right now, in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, which is where I am, like based on my retail, you can only buy them from the carrier online store. So I need to phone them and hand once. Reluctant to use the HD2, and after using Windows, it's painful.
Yeah, I can imagine. I briefly, like for a couple hours, I had one of the Samsung developer phones, and that was a lot of fun. And I'm currently using the HTC HD7, which I should say, as a full disclosure, was provided to me by Microsoft. And I'm really liking it. And in fact, it was funny because I thought I was going to get one of the nice Samsung models, but I wanted something that worked with T-Mobile's 3G, and I was planning to buy the HD7, so it worked out really well for me. So, and before that, I should mention that I was using a Nexus 1 Android phone as my primary phone in between the Touch Pro 2 and this one. And I have to say, the HD7s and Windows Mobile 7, Windows Phone 7 in general has been working out really well for me. So,
yeah, it's a really operating system, and there's lots of things that I was using. I was like, oh, just and change this, but over goes and really starting over from scratch with basically what is a 1.0 operating system. Yeah. Microsoft did a surprising. I'm quite impressed with Microsoft's first attempt with Windows Phone 7. Starting over is never easy, and in fact, I think it takes a lot of corporate guts. I think, frankly, because it's pretty easy to be the guy that says, hey, let's just tweak this, polish this, and release the next version. It's easy to be that guy, and Microsoft, I think, had a lot of those guys in their leadership for quite a few years, and they kept shipping just mildly updated versions of, Windows Mobile, and it's a lot harder to be the guy that says, hey, let's throw everything we have out the window and let's start over from scratch. And that takes a lot of guts because you're going to be behind your competitors. You know, when you're starting over, you're not going to be able to hit everything perfect right out of the gate, and so you are going to be at a disadvantage. But I think Microsoft made a good balance in terms of picking the things that are interesting and the things that make them competitive, and then of course they'll continue to improve it as they move forward.
Yeah, and in fact, it's interesting to see. I agree with you, by the way. It's interesting you say that because I remember when we were all together, a bunch of us Windows Mobile then enthusiasts were up at MVP Summit in February. We got an early look right after Steve Ballmer announced Windows Phone 7 in Barcelona, I think, at the Mobile World Congress. And I think I was kind of the lone dissenter saying, I don't like what I'm seeing. And everybody else seemed pretty happy. I think you're pretty enthusiastic about it. I was not.
It was you and Jack. You and Jack. Jack didn't like it.
Yeah. And you know, I went to go visit Microsoft in September, I kind of went with that sort of negative attitude. Boy, I hope there's something good to show me this time. And in fact, they did. I was really impressed. And then I think it was at that point after I saw what I saw, which is basically what we have now, and I came around to your way of thinking, well, you know, this is a really brave thing to do for, you know, the powers that be that did it, to basically throw away what had been, you know, a system that's, what, 15 years, 16 years old now, and throw away legacy support for software so all our favorite apps don't work unless they're completely rewritten. You know, even some accessories will work, but you can't insert an SD card in, at least not easily. You know, those kind of changes and the whole marketplace thing. Lots of interesting changes that I was not happy with. I was one of the people also, you know, kind of throwing my hands in the air about the lack of copy and paste, which I have to admit I haven't missed so far. But I will be happy to get it back at some point. But it hasn't been that important. And multitasking, I'm sure they'll get that eventually. But I have to say, the lack of multitasking has led to a really, really responsive system. When I use my Droid, especially my Motorola Droid, it seems very sluggish compared to using the HD7. And I would say the same thing for using the HTC-built Nexus One 2. While it's faster than the Droid, it doesn't seem as responsive as the HD7 in comparison.
Yeah, I mean, the whole starting over thing is interesting. I mean, I'm, of course, the furthest thing from an Apple fan or an Apple historian. But, you know, if you kind of look back at what they did with OS 9 and making the migration to OS 10, it's pretty much the same kind of thing, right? You know, at some point you hit kind of evolutionary walls in the direction that you're taking your product. And year after year after year, you can continue to kind of, you know, slap on a bit of brick and mortar here and there to try to make it, you know, improve, but eventually, you know, you just kind of hit a wall where you say, you know what, we need to start over with a new architecture, just a whole new way of thinking about this product. And that's pretty much what Apple did, right? In fact, I was thinking about this today, right? You know, even in the desktop space, you know, when Vista came out, you know, down to its guts, it was a big, big departure from what Windows XP was, you know, completely different driver model. So everything was broken. Nothing was working. People were mad that their printers weren't working, you know, just total marketplace disaster. But that switch, you know, which gave us the very excellent Windows 7 today, it's exactly the same kind of thing that Apple went through with OS 9 to OS 10, you know, that painful, you know, go out and recode all your apps and redo everything. And in the mobile space, Microsoft did exactly the same thing. So Windows Phone 7 is, you know, a start over. It's going to have, you know, some bumpy periods. You know, there's all sorts of weird little bugs cropping up with Windows Phone 7, but overall, I think that it sets up Microsoft for the for the next few years for a really interesting platform that they can grow from.
Yeah, I agree, and I should say that I'm pretty sure I can speak for on behalf of Jason in this opinion. Is although we may be sounding like fanboys at the moment, there are glitchy little things in Windows Phone 7 that you know, definitely improvement. But I'm considering this a 1.0 release. You know, much in the same way that the original iPhone, people forget, didn't have any apps, didn't have cut and paste, didn't do, you know, a lot of things that we now take for granted in iPhone just didn't exist when the first one came out. So this is a 1.0 release, and I think for a 1.0 release, well, you know, like I said, I'm not missing my Nexus One as my main voice phone at the moment. In fact, I think it's a better voice phone. I thought Windows Mobile actually was a better voice phone than both Android and iPhone, so maybe that's just me. But, you know, for the other things that it does better now, I find myself doing the opposite of Microsoft's commercials. I don't know if they're showing those up in Canada, Jason, but down here in the States, they're showing these commercials where people are looking at their, you know, iPhone-like device or something and walking to walls and dropping in toilets and all of that. But I tend to be looking at my Windows phone a lot. It's a very compelling user experience in my, you know, the few days I've had it.
Yeah, we definitely get the same commercials up here. Of course, they're on the U.S. networks. I haven't seen any, you know, carrier branded commercials yet from, you know, Rogers and Telus and the cell phone carriers up here in Canada. But yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, the thing that I find, you know, most intriguing about the way Microsoft's positioning those ads is just they're leveraging the whole live tiles aspect. And for anyone that hasn't seen Windows Phone 7, that's, you know, where you look at the phone and right on the home screen, you're able to see, you know, how many emails you have, you're able to see your next appointment, you're able to see, you know, if someone sent you an SMS. And so it's a very different experience than someone who's used an iPhone is used to. People that have used Android and they're used to having, you know, widgets, it's a similar kind of experience, but I think the Microsoft approach is definitely very, very clean and very speed focused. It's like you said, I mean, it's a very, very fast phone.
Yeah, and in fact, for those folks, especially Android users who may have had the tried widgets on their phone, the tiles are larger in general than the widgets, and you know, because they scroll up and down rather than in multiple windows, they tend to be able to use a little bit more real estate per, you know, information tile or panel, and it does provide quite a bit of information. I mean, I do sort of stare at it, looking at. You know, I have like 5 email accounts, I think, on my phone. So I see 5 different tiles for emails and, like you said, SMS, and there's weather on mine and that sort of thing. So it's a really informative kind of at-a-glance experience, which is different from the iPhone, which really doesn't tell you much on the home screen, and different from the Android, which has some apps that have widgets and some don't, and there's kind of not a uniform experience on the home screen.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be really interesting to see. Now, I don't have an iPad. I think you do, though, right?
Yes, I do.
So, you know, what I find, I mean, there's a lot of things that I like about the iPad. I mean, beautiful hardware, you know, really great design, of course. But when I look at the kind of the home screen interface, I just look at it and go, Apple, you know, why can't you guys admit that that what looks good on an iPhone and iPod just looks really dumb on the iPad? I mean, it amazes me their corporate hubris that they look at that and say, yeah, you know what, we're just going to put a bunch of icons there with huge amounts of space around it, and that's going to be great. That's going to be our UI. So,
well, that's interesting because, you know, the Android tablet or potential Android tablet manufacturers are saying that Android is not ready for tablet prime time yet for, I think, similar reasons that, you know, just expanding the UI is not the same as having a good tablet experience.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if there's one thing that, you know, to be fair, this is true for a lot of companies, but I think Apple especially, if there's one thing they've shown historically, it's that once they come up with the user interface, they will ride that into the grave. I mean, if they hadn't discontinued, you know, the hard drive-based iPods, they would still keep using that user interface. I mean, they just rode that DOS menu thing just right into the ground, right? So, but I think that gives opportunities for Microsoft and Google and, you know, even RIM. I think it gives them opportunities to innovate because Apple is great about innovating with their hardware. But I think they're less innovative when it comes to their user interface. I think once they feel they come up with the quote-unquote perfect UI, they're very, very reluctant to change it.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see what happens when the next WWDC comes around and next rev of, well, you know, whatever, the iOS 5 comes out. 4 is working well on the iPhone, I think. I think that the Apple's going to take a close look at what Android has done. And also what Microsoft has done, Windows 7. I wouldn't be surprised if we see something different in iOS 5, but I think I agree with you. Hey, listen, I'm coming to the near of my time. I got to move on, and I know you're a super busy guy, Jason, so I want to thank you for taking time to talk to me. Hope we can do this, you know, kind of on a semi-regular basis and get your thoughts on what's going on, and maybe we can find something we disagree about and we can argue about something. That'll be fun for people.
sure. Happy to be part of it, Todd.
Okay. Hey, this is Todd Ugasaworo, thinkmobile.com, mobileviews.com, with my old friend Jason Dunn of Thoughts Media. Check out windowsphonethoughts.com as well as a bunch of his other sites. You think you'll find him very informative. He's a great bunch of writers. Hey, thanks again, Jason.
All right. Thanks a lot, Todd. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.